USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide in jail, many people are wondering how this could happen.
Well, everything is suspicious. So, as I said, I wasn't a police officer, but in the MCC, which is very, very secure, very difficult to come in and out of, even if you're an attorney, it raises a lot of questions.
That's former Department of Justice Attorney John Sale speaking on Fox News. Sale also says he's happy to hear the FBI is looking into the apparent suicide. A full slate of Democratic candidates are trying to break through at the Iowa State Fair.
Hi, I'm Kamala.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
That's Democratic Senator from California and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Democrats on Friday took part in the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Wing Ding Dinner, where many of the candidates took the opportunity to blast President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Folks in El Paso, Texas, are taking to the street 1 week after a deadly mass murder at an El Paso Walmart. The group marched from a park in the city to the El Paso County Courthouse. People at the march released white balloons for each of the 22 victims of the shooting last Saturday, calling out their names as the balloons took flight. The United Nations food aid to Yemen will resume after a two-month hiatus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the civil war-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the Civil War began 4 years ago.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley says he won't recommend President Trump roll back tariffs on China, even with signs a trade war could run past the 2020 election. He explains why.
People of this country, the farmers, appreciate the president standing up against China, unlike Clinton and Bush and Obama did not do.
Retirees will collectively lose $3.4 trillion, that's with a T, in potential income they could spend during their retirement because they claim Social Security at a financially suboptimal time, or that could cost the average person $110,000 per household. That's at least according to a new report out from United Income. Chris Hogan's a financial expert, and he tells Fox News it's all about communicating once you get close to that retirement age.
I think the discussion about this money and the right money moves really helps people gain in knowledge to understand what's going on and the right kind of timing. But too often, Dana, people aren't talking about this. They're left to their own devices, and then they're kind of picking and choosing what moves to make at the right time. So let's eliminate the guesswork. Sit down with an investment professional, but not just anyone. You want to work with someone that has the heart of a teacher.
Hogan also shares some tips on how to find a trusted financial advisor.
Well, I think you start off with family and friends to find out if they know of anyone that they're working with. And if not, you know, go to someone you trust.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.